what is something that you absolutely refuse to spend money on? Frugal people never spend their money on brand name foods at the grocery store. Whatever it is, everyone has something where they just draw the line, and I'm always fascinated to hear people's answers. Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of the Rachel Cruze Show podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this week is here because my new kids book, I'm Glad for Where I Am, launches this week on April 16th. Oh, I am so excited about this. So I wrote my first kids book about contentment, and this one is about gratitude, and the same sweet little animals just go on this precious little adventure to find gratitude and what's really important in life. And so I just cannot wait for your kids to read it. And I hope you guys enjoy it. It is so near and dear to my heart. So make sure to order your copy today at ramseysolutions.com/store. All right. So in this episode, we're going to chat about some things that frugal people avoid and whether or not they're actually a good idea. Then I'll talk through how to be intentional with your money and the two budget categories everyone must have. But first, let's discuss the top cars that you should never waste your money on. Take a listen. Well, hey, you guys. Okay, so we talk a lot about why you shouldn't have your identity wrapped up in the car that you drive, because transportation, it's a basic need, right? We all know that. But when it comes to optics and ego, it's just not that serious. And 90% of the time, you and maybe a few members of your immediate family are the only people who really even see your car. So why throw away hundreds of dollars every month on a giant car payment? So I will always recommend paying cash for your vehicle, which for most people means buying a reliable used car until you reach a certain place financially. But I don't recommend buying just any used car. So there's a little bit of strategy here, which is why I've done the research for you. Today, I'm sharing five cars that you should never waste your money on. But first, let's catch you up to speed on the basics when it comes to owning a car. Now, I'll be honest, this piece of advice tends to ruffle some feathers because I only recommend buying a brand new car once you've reached $1 million net worth, which may sound a little drastic, but here's the deal. There's two main reasons why I say this. Number one, cars are a depreciating asset. Investing in an appreciating asset is like stocks or a home mortgage, right? So when you're actually putting money in something that's going up in value, it's going to earn you money over time as that investment increases. But on average, cars lose 9% of their value the minute you drive them off the lot, and they only decrease in value, keep going down. So going into debt for months or even years to pay off your car always will end up you losing money in the end. And also, number two, car payments steal a huge chunk of your budget every single month. The average car payment in America is around $500. So that's $6,000 a year. Just think about all the things you could be doing with that cash and where that could be going every month. And with that amount of margin, you could be saving up for a dream vacation, investing for retirement. I mean, doing so much with that money. And instead, it's being sent to the bank in payments. So for these two reasons, I recommend waiting to buy a new car until you're really financially able to throw away that disposable income on that purchase. Until then, used is the way to go. Now, let's get into the list of five cars that you should never waste your money on. And I'm a little shocked that this is the first one, but here we go. Because most people, like me included, tend to find that luxury cars are more reliable. And I mean, you must be paying good money for that reason, right? I mean, it should be reliable. But it's not, because the first car on the list is a BMW X1, X3, and X5. From 2012 to 2020, customers reported having significant maintenance issues in all three of these models. I mean, that's almost a decade of car problems from the same company, you guys. No thanks. All right, the second car you should avoid wasting your money on comes from a good old-fashioned American brand. I mean, I hate that the red, white, and blue is taking a hit. What it is. There were 15 different Chevy models that repeatedly gave out on their owners between 2011 and 2020. Oh, okay. So this is everything from the Chevy Equinox, Malibu, Impala, Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, Traverse, and wait for it, the Chevy Cruze. I want to hit a little too close to home, you know? So at this point, maybe all you car nerds are thinking, yes, but this is why I always buy Japanese brands, Rachel. Well, not to get a little too confident, because number three may surprise you too. The 2020 Toyota Tundra and the 2020 Toyota Sequoia ranked in the list of cars to avoid buying in 2023. So apparently Toyota has made some improvements to these models in the last few years, but But in classic 2020 fashion, you want to stay clear of the 2020s. And just when you think Honda was in the clear, we've made it to number four. Now, this one isn't the make and model of a specific car. Sadly, the damage was a little bit more widespread. The fourth thing you should avoid when it comes to purchasing a vehicle is an airbag system that was recalled over the span of two decades. So from 1995 until they declared bankruptcy in 2017, a Japanese airbag company recalled more than 65 million vehicles. They supplied countless Honda cars with their airbags, and the loss was devastating. So if you're considering buying a Honda in the future, make sure you do your research and make sure that you don't pick a car that used the Takata parts. Stay away from that. Now, just in case you forgot about the luxury BMW at the top of our list, number five is also a bougie vehicle. Hate to break it to you, though. The fifth car on this list that you should never waste money on is an Audi or Audi, however you want to say it, A4 from either 2011 or 2014. Customers reported being dissatisfied in their vehicles from those 2 years specifically. Now, let's just think about it for a minute, because a lot of people who are in a solid place financially still chose to buy used and could save some money. My friend George Campbell is a net worth millionaire and still bought a used Tesla. So again, regardless of where you are financially, these are important years to remember. Because if this is your plan, you want to be careful that you're sticking with a good quality version of the car that you're looking for. And now that you know the handful of cars to avoid, you need to check out my list of 10 good quality used cars under $10,000. I will leave a link in the description. And did you know the Ramsey Car Guide? It's a thing, and it's the best resource out there when it comes to buying and owning a car. Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruz here to tell you about a faith-based alternative to health insurance that can make healthcare more affordable. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM allows members to share each other's healthcare costs, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Step one, choose the healthcare provider you want. Step two, submit your eligible bills. And step three, get reimbursed. CHM members take care of your eligible medical bills. With no networks and the freedom to choose your healthcare provider, CHM is the best option for Christians who want to take care of their families and help other believers. Find out more at chministries.org/budget. All right off the bat, what is something that you absolutely refuse to spend money on? Maybe it's something that you kicked out of your budget a long time ago when you were in a different season financially, or maybe it's something that you just can never justify. But whatever it is, everyone has something where they just draw the line, and I'm always fascinated to hear people's answers. There's always a lot to learn from the way other people prioritize their spending. So today, I'm going to be reacting to 10 things frugal people avoid at all costs. And I'll share with you whether I agree or disagree. And at the end, I'll reveal one thing that I personally can never bring myself to spend money on. So the first thing that is on the list that frugal people avoid buying is bottled water. Because the way they see it, you know, why spend $5 on something you can get for free in the sink? Now, I'll have to admit, this one's a little tough for me. My team knows, my husband knows, like, I don't know, a good bottle of water to have on hand, it is something that I will spend money on. You know, because I go to Costco and you can get like 40 in like this like massive thing for like $6. So I'm like, I don't know, it's always so tempting. And I get it. To save money, to be eco-friendly, like all of it, ditching the plastic bottle waters probably is a better choice. The second thing frugal people rarely spend money on is books. Book covers, you know, they've gotten really cute lately, and it's just really tough to resist for me. I love a good book. I love a physical book. And for a lot of people, though, they go the audio book route, which I totally get, or they go to their library. You know, they do really smart stuff. My mom is one of these people. She like will use the library still to this day. I buy books, y'all. I'm already like 2 for 2 on this list. I love having a physical book in my hand. And I guess since I've written books, a part of me like is great buying them and supporting the author or whatever it is. I don't know. I know that's me justifying, but I do. I buy books. Okay. The third thing that frugal people never spend their money on is new cars. Oh man, this is a tough list. Okay. Listen, until you are a net worth millionaire and you have the disposable income to spend on a asset like a car that's going down in value, you don't need to buy a new car. Because generally, you guys, new cars, I'm like, it's not worth the money. It's really, really not. So I'm all about used cars. So that's a good one. The fourth thing that frugal people never spend their money on is cable TV. Now, I get it. I mean, these days, just having internet and then saying, yeah, I'm going to do internet and cable. I mean, it can run you $300-$400 a month. Like, it is crazy. And if you are in a really tight budget, this is a great place to save hundreds of dollars. I mean, again, you could have one streaming service and just spend $9.99 a month. So I'm all about that. The fifth thing that frugal people never buy is dry clean only clothes because it wastes time, money, and gas. So now, if you are in a career that requires more of a formal business attire, especially men's clothes, like it's kind of hard to skip out on the dry cleaning. But in general, for me, I guess I have a few pieces that I need to dry clean, but I don't do it a lot because those are like usually really nice pieces and I usually dress rather casually, I would say. So again, I could see how this is a frugal thing that people save money on. Just don't buy dry clean only clothes. So I'm all about that. All right, so the sixth thing that frugal people avoid buying is brand name foods at the grocery store. So listen, I love Publix. That's where my family shops. And I'm all about this. I really do. I am all about buying the generic brand that is from the grocery store on most everything because I don't want to get into like the conspiracy theories on all of this, but usually it's made from the same factory, same warehouse, just a different label. So generic, it's the way to go. The seventh thing frugal people never spend their money on is the latest technology. So they are content with their iPhone 5S. And listen, I love that for them because as long as it's in working condition, keep the old laptop. It's fine. And again, I do think, not to blame companies, I do think that some of them purposefully slowed down so that you have to continue to buy new ones, right? So listen, if you need to buy a newer model, there are, you know, places even like eBay that you can still get good quality items, even that are used. So it's great. The eighth frugal thing people never buy is pets. Oh my gosh. Well, I can't confirm that this is 100% true because George Camel is one of the most frugal people that I know, and he treats his two dogs like they are the king and queen of England. So listen, there are some exceptions, but I know a lot of people that are frugal and they still have pets because yes, they are an added expense for sure. Something you need to consider, but I don't know. They're part of the family. The ninth thing that frugal people never buy is impulse purchases in the checkout line. So if you ever go with kids, man, you go to Target, Home Goods, it's just like candy, gum, candles, anything you can grab last minute as you're going down to checkout. Listen, that stuff adds up. So I am in full agreement with this. Just say no. Now, the 10th thing that frugal people never spend their money on is warranties. So I see how some people kind of are different of opinion on this one. But for the most part, it's one of those things of like, oh my gosh, protect my furniture messages that pops up on Amazon when you order a $30 lamp. And you're like, no, I do not need that. But for some people, they really do justify, yes, having insurance for technology, like an iPad, especially if you have kids or your phone, whatever it is. Again, some people will buy into the warranties, but I don't. And I just save my money and then have some money saved over here that if something happens, I have the cash for it. So that's kind of my opinion when it comes to this. And now it's time for me to come clean about the one thing that I will never spend my money on. Even if I have room in my shopping category in the budget, one thing I just cannot do, you guys, is expensive sunglasses. So designer sunglasses, again, I'm sure they're very nice and really great and like polarized lenses and like all the things, but my Amazon shades, they do the job because listen, my sunglasses, they get thrown in pool bags, purses, they're stepped on, they're in the van. I mean, it is just a place that I'm like, I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars on something that again is going to break. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't get that back. So Amazon, it's where I buy my sunglasses. So if this list has inspired you to trim up your monthly spending, then I would recommend sitting down with our budgeting app, Every Dollar. It is an amazing app that really helps you budget. So I will leave a link in the description to help you when it comes to creating your first budget and finding margin that you need, no matter where you are financially. And don't forget to snag a copy of my kids' book because I know you're gonna love it as much as me and my kids do. Well, hey, you guys, I know investing can be really confusing and there's so much information out there. And have you ever wondered how much should I invest and where? Is my 401k set up in a way that's going to be able to achieve my retirement dream? Well, if those questions are out there, you are not alone. And having a solid investment plan that you're confident in will help you make the right decisions. That's why I want to tell you about a 2-night virtual event that's coming up. It's called Dave Ramsey's Investing Essentials. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave will unpack everything that you need to know when it comes to investing and retirement, from 401ks and mutual funds to real estate. You can even watch it anywhere you are, even submit questions for Dave to answer live. You guys, investing is one of the most powerful tools for wealth building, so you need to be doing this. If you are debt-free and have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved, then you need to buy your ticket today. It's $249, so buy it today at ramseysolutions.com/investwithconfidence. So the power of handling your money with intentionality and being so, so specific, it's real, because you will have everything from checking to saving to giving to investing. I mean, there's so many different types of accounts that can help you build wealth. But again, you need to be really, really intentional with these. But when it comes to saving, it's really important to be strategic and specific. So today I want to talk through a couple of things that you need to know when it comes to sinking funds versus an emergency fund. And if you have no clue what either of those are, that's okay. You're in the right place. But be sure to stay around to the end, because I'm responding to your most common questions of what classifies as an emergency and what doesn't. So first off, let's talk about where savings should fall in terms of your priorities when it comes to your financial goals. So if you don't have any savings, the number one thing you want to do is a starter emergency fund of $1,000. Then you want to pay off all of your debts, and then you're going to bump up that starter emergency fund to 3 to 6 months of expenses. And you want to do those things in that order. Okay, next, let's go over where we should keep that emergency fund. So when it comes to having 3 to 6 months of expenses or even $1,000, I recommend a high yield savings account. This is one of the best places that you can put your money in, because you can get to it when you need it. It's not like a checking account, so you can't just keep like taking money out, but keeping it in there, and there's a high rate of interest that you're going to be earning compared to a traditional savings account. But once you shift all of your cash over to an emergency fund, then your savings doesn't necessarily stop, because you have goals that you want to prioritize. And this could be long-term goals like investing in retirement or saving for your kids' college. But again, you're going to have other things that you want to save for, smaller, more specific goals like maybe a home renovation or a family vacation or cash flow Christmas coming up. And so what those funds are called are sinking funds. So a sinking fund is just a savings fund for a specific need that you have in the near future. So instead of channeling all of your extra margin into one big savings goal, like an emergency fund, sinking funds allow you to tuck away smaller amounts of money to say, okay, yeah, when that time comes for that vacation or Christmas, I have the right amount of money for what I need. So again, this is anything from routine car repairs that come around every year to maybe an anniversary gift, whatever it is, whatever's out on the horizon. A sinking fund is a great way to prepare for something slowly and making sure you have the money. And you also have options when it comes to the number of sinking funds that you have. So I know people that have different ones for every single thing that they're saving up for, all these different kinds of accounts that are not emergency funds, but all these other accounts. And I don't know, that sounds a little stressful to me personally, but it's great. So again, it's a non-emergency category, but it's all these other funds. So one thing that I do myself though, is we just have one big account that we save for, knowing that's part of this money is divvied up into the things that we are saving for. Now, one question I get a lot that makes sense is, again, where to keep your sinking funds. So we keep ours in a high yield savings account. So we have one account for our emergency fund and then one for short-term savings. And in that savings, we know vacations are coming out of this, car repairs are coming out of this, but we just keep putting money into that short-term savings. All right, now that we've covered all of that, let's do some rapid fire, because there are 8 potential emergencies that are out there. And I'm going to go over each one and see if they actually qualify for an emergency fund. Some of them may have a little gray area, some little nuance, but we'll talk about it, okay? We'll figure out if you're in this situation. First and foremost, a vacation. Yeah, this is for sure more of a sinking fund versus an emergency fund. You know it's coming, you plan for it, you save up for it. Next, new tires. Oh, this probably, you know, probably more on the emergency fund side. But again, it could be a nuance, because you could know, hey, my tires are getting bald, so I know within 3 to 4 months we're gonna have to replace them. Or sometimes it's a flat tire. So this one could go either way. An ER visit, for sure an emergency fund. A flooded basement, an emergency fund. concert tickets. Yeah, I see you. Yeah, that's going to be sinking fund. You're going to know the concert's coming and save up and pay for it. HVAC replacement. Okay, again, this is one. Did you see it coming? Did you know, yeah, we're probably going to need to change some filters out or do some stuff to it coming up? Or was it a fluke and it just died on you? So again, if it's urgent, it's going to be probably more of that emergency fund. But if you know it's coming, sinking fund. Roof repair. Again, same thing. It's nuanced. If something happened unexpectedly, the roof is damaged, emergency fund. But if you know it's 15 years old, you know, we're going to have to replace it soon, sinking fund. A new car. So the question is, are you replacing a car that you've driven for 10 years or were you in a sudden accident? Again, that urgency leans more emergency funds. Planning and knowing it's coming, definitely a sinking fund. Plane tickets. All right, here we go. Bachelorette trip, sinking funds. If you have to go and travel to see someone who is sick and it's last minute, emergency funds. So again, this idea of, is it urgent? Is it immediate? And was it unexpected? Those things lean towards emergency funds. Things you can plan out are sinking funds. So if there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's that saving has to be a lifelong habit. I mean, this is something that takes discipline and over time. But once you've created the habit, you guys, it's amazing how it just becomes part of your overall money picture. It's something you don't even question anymore. It's just what you do. And if you're ready to start your first sinking fund, go to everydollar.com and start your budget today, because within every dollar, you can put sinking funds in there and plan them out. And it's fabulous. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you love the show, make sure to leave a review. Your feedback, it helps us out so much. And subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Share it with your friends and your family. And again, make sure to check out my new kids book, I'm Glad for Where I Am. So thanks again, you guys, for listening. And remember to take control of your money and create a life you love.